The other shows I get on are primarily the new age type shows, the Art Bell clones, which are meant to fascinate people. They cater primarily to the new age set up again by the same people at the top, to bring in a new way, to also disable the minds of people, to lessen cohesion with people, because new agers are taught really that the me syndrome is all important. It's my journey, it's my me, I. And when that happens, you've just given away your ability to survive, because people get through great crises in history by helping each other. And you can meditate all you want. You can also learn all your breathing rhythms, etc. Or hyperventilate and see spots before your eyes for altered states. But if a experience doesn't have purpose to it, it's just a dream. True experiences are rare. Very few have the ability to have them. Because all work, ultimately, is not done by repetition of formula. The work is done by the mind working upon yourself and analyzing you. The good and the bad and the ugly. The New Agers are taught to look upon the positive, so they don't want to know what's happening in the world, so they've been deactivated from participating and being indignant about the horrors that are happening and will happen. Then after I'm on some of these New Ager shows, they'll have some guy on about having sex with a space alien, so to the listener who doesn't know too much, when he thinks of me, when I'm spouting out facts, he'll wrap it up with all of the other stuff, the dreaming, until it's all meaningless. It's just what I've said becomes fantasy to them. It's wrapped up with the fantasy. That's the sad state of the world. It's the true state of the world. And nothing grabs people's attentions more than escapism into the supernatural. People who crave the supernatural won't achieve it. People who want power, and that's mainly why individuals go into it, is to find power, would abuse it. There are other people who truly believe they can mix science with religion, or those things that religion talks about or promotes. Yet science itself has been directed for hundreds, if not thousands of years, to a specific ending. You can't use something which is intended to dominate you. It didn't come with two handles, it came with one handle, and those who design these sciences hold the handle. You can't have a bit of one and the other. You can't have your cake and eat it too, as they say. Science will not help. Science is designed to alter humanity into better servants. Science is designed to give massive life extension to a small dominant minority. They will not extend it to others because they have a population depopulation agenda on the go at the same time. Why would they give you life extension? Think about it. They don't think you're so special. Part of the whole Darwinian concept was to indoctrinate people into a belief in evolution. Then around the 1800s, 1900s, it talked about how evolution jumps a whole area of improvement into another type of evolution. the great leap forward, they call it. And that's what's been drummed into people who've been brought up by comic books with the superstars, with superpowers, through science. You must want your chains. It makes it so much easier when you put your hands out to be cuffed voluntarily. Never ends up with a good ending, though. Yet people are expecting the great leap forward, and everyone thinks they're special, and I'll be one of the chosen to get all the great benefits that science is going to confer upon the privileged few. The only hope the good people left in this world have is to help each other, to promote humane values, to point out the injustices and the horror that's been done in the name of progress and science. When we devalue human life, and we have drastically, right down the 20th century to the present, we are devaluing ourselves. When we casually take euthanasia, which again is legal in Holland, it's state authorized. When we take these things as normal, because the eugenics program always was run by the elite, and the agenda for eugenics is run by an elite. They've never stopped, never will stop, because they've never faltered or altered their course. They set their plans and they work towards them. And if they seem to back off for a little while, they come back again, often under many guises, but they eventually get what they want, because the people are diverted off into other areas of crisis, or economic depression, or personal mishaps in a dysfunctional society, as their relationships fall apart. Intentionally so. Only by helping each other, not by being stupid and turning the other cheek to the psychopaths, because there's plenty of them in this today's world, in all strata of society, will this alter, this course alter? And it won't alter for everyone. People are deciding their futures, even the ignorant are deciding their future. Because we all have personal choices daily. And the beginning of all understanding comes with reflection upon oneself. And when you ask, who am I? What am I? That's the path that leads you to questioning everything. Because you make decisions all along in your search for yourself, and your decisions do affect others, even in your personal life, all the time. Ultimately, you don't need a God to forgive you. The hardest thing that people have in life, if they still have some morality, natural morality or conscience in them, the hardest thing is being able to forgive yourself. Gods can always forgive. So don't fight with each other. Conflict is managed by intelligent people who understand the sciences. Those who follow their leaders in ethnic groups, racial groups, creeds, be very careful, because the survival of those people over there also defines your own survival. When we don't care or have empathy for people who are being blown up or bombed elsewhere in the world or starved to death, we're condemning ourselves, because one day it will come round to you. And who will be there to weep for you or help? That is part of the survival instinct, to help others in distress. It truly is, because as you help others, you help yourself. Maybe not immediately, in the same way, but it's the best insurance policy for survival there is. I speak to those who are looking and searching. I hope to fill in the gaps that have led you to where you are, give you the information, and it's uplifting to see young people here and there across the world who are catching on and maybe diverted from going into the circle, the round and round circle of trying to quieten their minds by drugs or alcohol or destructive means. For myself and Hamish, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Good evening. This is my first evening in Vancouver. I've been to Canada, to Toronto a lot, Montreal, where all the extremists live.
Out the door, and I'll show.